The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Brachas Daf Nun Tes. There's an incredible Gemara on Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us Vala Zavois on earthquakes. Read this Adama, one makes the bracha of Shekoichik V'rosoi Molei Oilam. And the Gemara discusses what's the reason why earthquakes take place. And the Gemara says, V'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoyche Ezbonim Sheshruim B'tzah Ben Umas Oilam. When the Rebbeinu Shalom remembers that his children, Klal Yisrael, his beloved children, are Shori B'tzah, and they're subjugated, they're controlled, they're under the dominion of Umas Oilam. Meirid Shteit Mo'ois Liyam HaGodl. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Meirid Shteit Mo'ois Liyam HaGodl. That's what causes earthquakes. The Maral has a whole sefer, one of his classic svarim, the sefer Be'er HaGoylo. Be'er HaGoylo refers to the Be'er of the Goylo, where the Maral, so to speak, takes the cover off the cover off the well of the depths of Divrei Chazal. The whole sefer is one illustration of how every word in Chazal, Maral came to write about some of the more hard to understand Mamori Chazal that are soyser common sense, that are soyser scientific realities that we know to be true. It's not that Chazal were primitive. It's not Chazal didn't know science. Chazal are not talking about science. The Maral says Chazal are not coming to tell us the facts of life from a purely physical standpoint. Chazal are coming to express inner truths, deeper conceptual truths about how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam runs the world, about the Rotzen HaBorei in all different aspects of nature and beyond. And because of that, Chazal expressed different ideas in seemingly simple terminology, but every word of Chazal expresses another profound idea. The Maral talks about, for instance, the Gemara towards the end of Pesachim, where the Gemara talks about the sun rising and the sun setting in a window over the side of the horizon. We know today, at least, the accepted scientific consensus today with the theory of relativity, they're saying that Galileo's work on proving that the planets, that planet Earth goes around the sun, is also not mukhrach. So nothing is so pashut. But if we still accept that what was accepted scientific fact for many hundreds of years is still a scientific reality, that the Earth goes around the sun, and the Gemara and the Pesachim talks about the sun going up and the sun going down. Sounds like the world is flat. Again, not like Columbus, not like Galileo. The Maral, the Ramchal, all the Gedolei Chokrim and Mikubolim and Misamkim and Divrei Chazal and Divrei Agadah all explain that Chazal are professing profound truths in that Gemara. Discussion of that Gemara with all the Pratim is beyond the scope of this year, but many examples where Chazal discussed scientific realities, or Chazal said seemingly strange stories that took place, like the Gemaras in Baba Basra, the Sugars of Rabbi Baba Chona, Chazal were expressing profound truths, and they were clothed in the vehicle of allegories or stories or scientific facts, even though that's not what Chazal were really talking about. Another example, let's say, the Chazal talk about if somebody doesn't bow down by Moedim, so after 7 years his spine turns into a snake. Psham Shapol Hirsch, who's also Heilich Be'ikvoizeh, explains that there was a commonly accepted medical fact that was accepted by the ancient Greeks that a person's spine, after he died, the spine bone would turn, the spinal cord would turn into a snake. Today we don't understand how something like that could scientifically be true. Chazal meant to say the Nochosh is the symbol of defiance of Ratzon HaBorei. The Nochosh HaKadmoni is the opposite of bowing down to Hashem, the opposite of submission, of Hachno to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If a person doesn't bow down by Moedim, if he can't show humbleness, he can't be machni himself in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then after he dies, instead of returning, even his body returning to its source and becoming mechuber, becoming a kli for tchias hameisim for eternity, instead it turns into a snake. Chazal expressed that in the vehicle of the scientific facts of the day, so to speak. But Chazal were not talking about scientific facts. Chazal were expressing inner truths in the garb of outer scientific facts. And over here, when the Gemara says, the Maral says, it's in Be'er HaGoyla, in the Be'er Revi Perek Zayin, the Maral says, could it be that before Klal Yisrael there was no Rides Adam, there were no earthquakes, there were no upset, there were no thunderstorms before Klal Yisrael? What does that mean? That the cause of earthquakes is because of Klal Yisrael being Golus? Look in the Encyclopedia Britannica or any other place where you want to do your exploring, and you'll see that the reason for earthquakes, they have it all worked out. The reason for earthquakes is shifting earth crust. The, I don't know if they're 280 million years old or 280 billion years old or whatever it is, even if it's only 5,772 years old, but they're shifting earth crust. And as the earth does its thing, so there's created points of contention, cracks, points of tension in the earth, and that creates earthquakes, and that creates magnetic fields, and that creates volcanoes and whatnot, all different scientific phenomena that take place. How could Chazal say that the reason for an earthquake is what happens between Klal Yisrael and Lumusoyla? Maral explains that Chazal were not coming to discuss scientific cause, and he says that scientific cause is only a secondary point. One of the Maral's big classic Yesoidis in Hashkofas Hayadus is that the Rabbeinu Shalom definitely set a scientific process into place called earth crust, the same way rainbows are created by the reflecting rays of the sun through the prism, which is retracted and bent, which creates a prism of light when there's rain that hasn't been evaporated, still in the air. Even though the pasuk tells us that the rainbow is a sign, is the keshes, is the ois between Klal Yisrael, between the Rabbeinu Shalom, between the world, that the world will not be destroyed by a flood like in the days of Noach. What does that have to do with prisms and refracting rays of light? So the Maral explains that of course there are scientific reasons for things, but why did Chazal set that into the force of nature? It didn't have to be that way. Every bit of nature that exists is only because the Rabbeinu Shlel set into nature a force which creates rainbows, earth crusts which create earthquakes and rainstorms and so on and so forth. So Bishleimer, when you're talking about what causes windstorms and rainstorms, those are for the forces of nature. The Rabbeinu Shlom did that in order to facilitate moving around. There's something called Derech HaTeva, which is Mastir, the Ratzon HaBayri, but it exists. The Rabbeinu Shlom created a Mitzvah called Teva, which is Kulei Ratzon HaBayri, but it's a Shliach to make the world go round, to make the seeds go from place to place, to make rain, distribute rain with whatever Cheshbonis the Rabbeinu Shalom has, and so on and so forth. But what is the cause of something like an earthquake in terms of Ratzon HaBayri? What is the Ratzon HaBayri, the deeper Ratzon HaBayri, which is behind this scientific phenomena which the Rabbeinu Shalom uses to make earthquakes? Why did the Rabbeinu Shalom make the Teva of the world that way, that there should be earthquakes? Perhaps we understand the Rabbeinu Shalom is Kulei Toiv. Why would the Rabbeinu Shalom make something which is usually destructive? Why does the Rabbeinu Shalom have tsunamis and tidal floods and so on, hurricanes, tornadoes, and so on and so forth? And over here the Gemara is telling us the Sibbe is because the world, the purpose of the world is to bring about the glory, Kvoidei Yisbarach. The Kvoidei Yisbarach is expressed with the Hatzlach of Klal Yisrael, his chosen nation, and when Klal Yisrael is under the subjugation of Umas HaOlam, that's a stira to the world having purpose, and therefore that expresses itself in the world by various destructive forces showing their face. Earth crust moving around and creating an earthquake is an expression that the world itself is missing in stability. The world itself is missing in purpose if Klal Yisrael is under the dominion of Umas HaOlam. That's the ultimate reason. That's the primary cause of an earthquake is that. The Rabbeinu Shalom does that by setting into play forces of nature that actually create the earthquake. But the primary cause is because there's something missing in the Tachlis, HaBriya, in the makeup of the Briya, if Klal Yisrael is under the dominion of Umas Oilam. This is the Maral. The Maral talks example after example, very profound conceptual hashkofas that the Maral takes out of these type of Gemara. Maral explains that when the Gemara talks about Demois being yoyed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean the Rabban Shalom cries? The Maral refers over and over again to the concept in the end, the pasuk in the end of Parshas Bereishis, when the Rabban Shalom saw the rishus that was being perpetrated by the members of the generation of the Mabul, the Dor HaMabul, the rishus, Narayas, and Gezel. And the pasuk says, Vayisatzav al liboy, the Rabban Shalom literally became depressed. The Rabban Shalom was choizer. He changed his mind, Vayinochem, on the creation of the wisdom. The Rabban Shalom got depressed. Rabban Shalom went to see a psychologist. He had to take pills in order to facilitate his being stable. Vayisatzav al liboy, obviously, which the Rambam discusses, this is called some of the classic concepts of Sefer Mori Nevuchim, is that whenever we talk about physical attributes of the Rabban Shalom, what we're doing is we're expressing ideas of how the Rabban Shalom relates to us. In the Rabban Shalom's mitzius, there's no yad, there's no ayin, there's no af, there's no etzpa. All these things, etzpa means hashgacha protis, yad means hashgacha klolis, and ayin means that the Rabban Shalom is mashgiach al kol abri, and he cares about the bria. And when the pasuk says vayisatzav al libo, it means that the rotzen of the Rabban Shalom to create the world, which was to perpetrate good, as the Ramchal tells us, that the reason why the Rabban Shalom is toiv itself, and the Rabban Shalom wants to perpetuate his goodness by creating the world as a vehicle to give over good, and if in the world human beings who are given bechira in order that they can be matzliach, which will give them ultimate good, that they could earn their keep, as the Ramchal says, if they're using that opportunity, that great opportunity of bechira, to destroy the world of chesed, and to do the opposite of what chesed is, vayisatzav al libo, the rotzen haboire, in the bria itself is thwarted, and the world loses its chus to exist. The world is no longer fulfilling the purpose for which it was created, and therefore the world has to be destroyed, at least to a certain extent. So when we talk about demois coming out of the Rabban Shalom's eyes, we're talking about the Rabban Shalom, so to speak, when a person normally cries, it's because something is in pain, something is missing. Demois by the Rabban Shalom refers to loss, a sense of loss, not the Rabban Shalom feeling an emotional sense of loss, but as far as the tachlis for which the world was created, there's a sense of loss when Klal Yisrael is at the mercy of Umas HaOlam. Maral explains further, the Goyin says this also, that the Umas HaOlam, we know, are 70. It says that we bring 70 Karbonis on Sukkis. Klal Yisrael is one. Shmini Atzeres says there's only one power that's brought, and the Umas HaOlam are represented by the 70. 70 and 1 is what we call in Hashkofa concepts. Rabbi Dessel talks about this, Pnimius and Chitzonius. The outer level, the outer existence of one inner truth expresses itself in 70 ways. In depth, in the depth of Torah, there's only one emes, but Torah could be explained in 70 different ways, Chazal tell us. There's only one language which is be'etzem, which is real, which is experience itself, existence itself, Lashon HaKodesh, and yet the Umas HaOlam have created 70 languages which are various forms of self-expression. There's only one real form of self-expression, but there's 70 ways of expressing that. Adam HaRishon was clothed, l'chatchila, when he was created, he was clothed with the light of the neshama, that was or with an aleph. After he sinned, after he was choyte with the Eitz Hadas, it says that he was given to wear kosnas or with an ayin. That ayin, the or, the skin, is only really just the outermost. When we see something and we call beauty a skin deep, we're talking about something which is chitzonius. It's on an outer level. But on an inner level, true beauty expresses the inner truth of that person. When we talk, when the Torah says that that the imois were noshim yofois, what they're doing is that they're saying that their outer beauty expressed an inner harmony, an inner truth, an inner beauty. That ayin of the chitzonius of the or with an ayin is really only an expression of the aleph, the kosnas or with an aleph, which is the inner beauty of a person, which is the oyer of the neshama. And so true, when the Umas HaOlam are controlling Klal Yisrael, so the outer level of the bria we see is the inner level, and the inner layer of the Bria, and the inner layer we see is the outer way. We see the Ummah Sa'ilam controlling that Klal Yisrael's at their mercy, instead of seeing that the Ummah Sa'ilam are only there to serve Klal Yisrael, which is what we'll see in Yetz Hashem, when Mashiach comes. So therefore there has to be a, what the Maral calls a hedar, there has to be a certain lack of existence, and that's where all these natural forces of tsunamis and earthquakes and so on and so forth exist, because they all express a level of loss, a level of non-existence of the world, because the purpose of the world is Klal Yisrael, and when the Ummah Sa'ilam control Klal Yisrael, that's as if on a certain level the world does not exist. I'll share with you an interesting story, an interesting point that I heard from my Rebbe, the great Rosh Hashiva Mir Brooklyn, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, many years ago, in the early 90s, I think it was 1991, was it that many years ago? Maybe something like 1991, 1992, there was a devastating earthquake in Kobe, Japan. And I went over to Rishiva then, 50,000 people were killed then. I went over to Rishiva, it was on an Erev Shabbos, and I said to him, Rosh Hashiva, Torihi v'lumer ani tzorech, how could it be the city, the one city in the Far East, in the whole Far East that had the schus? Kobe, Japan was the home of the Mir Yeshiva, and they were very cordial, the Japanese. Before Mir Yeshiva was sent to Shanghai in 1941, in 1942, the Mir Yeshiva was there for 10 months, and the Yeshiva had a wonderful 10 months in Kobe, Japan. Boom! That city should be turned into rubble, should be devastated. How could it be? How could it be Punk, the city that has the schus of being the achsanya of the greatest yeshiva of that door, should be punished in such a horrific way? The yeshiva said, the shayla zagut to shayla. He put down his head, he thought for a few minutes. He picked up his head and he told me as follows. He said that when the Elisha was met by the Isha Shunamis, Elisha stayed by the Isha Shunamis, and it says that she said that Chazal Dash in the Pasuk, that she felt that the Midas Hadin was oimin on her. She lost her child because when Elisha, she was the Isha Tzidkanis in her surroundings, but when the Novi Hashem was by her, the contrast between her and the Novi Hashem showed her up as being lacking in Ruchnias, in which case she was judged differently because next to Elisha, she was found wanting. And the Rishiva told me that all other cities in the world, there's nothing there to measure them by. But in Kobe, Japan, where they saw the Kovod HaTorah, they saw the glory of what it means, Ata b'chaton mikol ha'am, and the Am HaNivcha, the Am Skula, b'nei Torah, sitting and learning without any thought of Olam HaZeh, they were completely cut off from their families, and they threw themselves into learning with a totality of experience. And they didn't accept the dominion of the Ribbono Shel Olam, they weren't mekabel on themselves, Ol Malach Shamayim, they didn't become Gerim, they didn't support Torah, the Midas HaDin poured itself out with a fury on them. That means we see an earthquake. But when somebody has the lens, the perspective of a Torah way of looking at things, like our Gemara and Daftan Tess and Brachos is teaching us, when one sees a natural event, one doesn't see nature. One sees the Ribbono Shel Olam expressing the worthiness or the unworthiness, midzadin, midzarachmim, the purpose of the world being terror, the purpose of the world being b'nei terror, and all that is expressed in nature. Chofetz Chaim Kiyodua was tevei everybody to be able to look at current events from the prism of how that experience would affect Klal Yisrael. So I asked the Rishiva, so why did it take 60 years, 50 years for the earthquake to kick in? Rishiva smiled at me, the Rishiva said, v'alfotzig event chus ha-terror. Saif kol saif, they were in Achsan Yishol Torah, for 50 years they were saved. But that taina eventually came back and caused the Midas HaDin in excess of the Midas HaDin which existed in other places in the Far East, and that's why the earthquake was Dafka in Kobe, Japan. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the ability to have 20/20 vision, to be able to look at everything in life and everything in nature and everything in the world around us, both current and not, with the prism of the way Chazal looked at things, to see things on an inner level, to see things with the kosnus oir, mi bifnim, and not to see things with the skin-deep perception of kosnus oir with an ayin. Not to see the current events, but to see the what's going on beneath the surface, what the rotz nabori is in every single thing that goes on around us.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.